Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency Credit Canada and by Home Equity Bank, provider of the CHIP reverse mortgage. We often talk about teaching kids about money on this show. We talk about financial literacy, blah, blah, blah. But what about talking to kids themselves? What do they think? What do they need? What do they want to hear? Joining me now to talk about his tips for financial literacy for kids is Rishi Vamdat. He is the creator of Easy Peasy Finance. It's a YouTube channel. It's a website. We've talked to Rishi before, and I'm so glad, Rishi, to have you back on the show. Hello.
Hi, I'm very happy to be back here too, Bruce.
Awesome. Why is financial literacy so important for kids?
So there's a few reasons why it's important for kids to understand finance. One is that personal finance is a key life skill, and it's important because kids, and they'll have to learn it sometime, whether they're an adult or whether they're a kid. And if they learn it as an adult, just like anything else, like biking or skating, it'll be a lot easier if they learn it as a kid compared to as an adult. And so why would you make it harder to yourself and learn it as an adult instead of just learning it as a kid when it's easier? And another reason is that kids can take the advantage of the power of compound interest. So kids, if they start investing early and they learn about personal finance and the importance of investing early, then they'll be able to earn exponentially more money than they would have if they learned about finance as an adult. For example, if someone started investing at 20 and invested $100 a month in the stock market until they were 60, then they would have $700,000. But if they didn't learn about this when they were a kid and they started investing when they were 40, with the same contributions, they'd have only around $70,000, which is a huge difference for just not learning finance as a kid. And another benefit of learning finance as a kid is that you'll be able to distinguish between needs and wants and not make a lot of the mistakes you might have otherwise made. So if you know the difference between your needs and your wants, you won't get into a lot of credit card debt, you won't overspend, you'll know to create a budget. And there's a lot of mistakes that can cost a lot of money if you make them that you'll be able to avoid if you learn about them and how to avoid them as a kid.
I just so happen to have an 11-year-old in my house. My kid is precisely your age. And I think anything that I do, no matter what it is kind of wrong, is kind of old man-like, is kind of tone deaf. What would you say to parents about how to talk about financial literacy in a way that kids will listen?
So I think that something that my parents did for me to kind of help me get interested in finance and when I was just starting to be interested, one thing was that they answered all my questions. They took me seriously and they didn't just like, they actually did take the time to answer the questions. If they didn't know, then they would search on Google and find the answer, but they took me seriously. And another thing that my parents did was that they involved me in day-to-day financial activities, whether it was going to a cashier at a store and teaching me about credit cards and how they can use that as payment, or going to an ATM and how they can withdraw money from it. They taught me about all of these different things in day-to-day transactions and day-to-day activities that involve personal finance. And those things also really helped me. And another thing my parents did was once I was interested in finance, they also bought lots of resources. So whether it was magazines or books or other things, they got a lot of those resources for me so I could keep on getting more interested in finance. And obviously, at that time, there was no Easy Peasy Finance, but parents today can also use Easy Peasy Finance to help teach their kids about finance.
How do you think about income? I know you're 11, and that will be probably different when you're, you know, 15 or 21 years old or so. But there's a lot to be done on managing expenses, but there's also a lot to be done throughout one's life on managing income. Have you got a job yet?
No, I don't have a job or anything for earning income, but I feel like it's important, like with a budget, to like once you start earning, to create a budget and to be able to see where your money is coming from and where it goes. And so like once you start earning, and also once I start earning, I will create a budget so that I'll be able to manage my money better. I'll be able to see where it's going. I'll be able to save more effectively and invest more effectively. And so that's what I'll do once I do get a job and I do start earning money.
one of the pros and cons of the generation that you're growing up with is your access to digital, to your phones, to social media, to online shopping, to all those sorts of things. That is an advantage. It's also a big disadvantage because you'll have to use more self-control than I did back in the day, you know, before the automobile and electricity were even invented. How do you manage your own personal balance between needs and wants and managing impulses that you might feel to say, ah, I want that. Just press buy and it'll be here by dinner time if we order it on Amazon.
So that is one of the big things that I feel like is difficult for people. And also it's a big disadvantage to like the time that like right now where there's a constant social media bombardment and advertisement from companies that want you to buy their product. So it's kind of hard to not make impulse purchases, but you kind of like need to have that self-control and not make those purchases because they can end up costing you a lot of money. And for me, I don't really have a lot of wants in material goods. Like things that I buy, products like sneakers or something like that. I don't have a lot of wants in that. So I feel like that isn't much of a problem for me. But I do spend in my family and I do save for things like vacations that we get. But I'm not really that tempted by advertising or impulse purchases because I don't really find the need to keep buying material things.
When I talk to you, Rishi, I really feel like I'm talking to myself many decades ago in that you are smart, you are articulate, you are passionate, and you have an interest in money. I started my own business when I was 13. I was the treasurer on my student council, all these things. But that is not most of your peer group. Most people aren't like you and I. What is it like to be you? And have this passion and have this YouTube channel. What's it like to be you?
So kind of like with my friends and everything, like a lot of my friends, like you said, they aren't as interested in finance as I am or anything, but a lot of them actually do watch my videos on Easy Peasy Finance and they are all very supportive. So even though they aren't interested in finance the same way I am, that isn't really a problem or anything because they are very supportive of me and that's really great.
Don't they wish you could have a YouTube channel on like Minecraft or Leap Day or TikTok? I mean, YouTube is kind of like a bit like your parents' social media platform. You should be a TikToker, no?
Well, actually, we do post shorts, so like a short version of our videos, like the first question, and also other things on TikTok and Instagram and all those other places. So we do have a presence there, but like you said, the main thing is on YouTube. And a lot of my friends, I mean, they don't really talk about this. A lot of them do have TikTok and all these other social media sites, and they do post things on them, but they aren't really like talking to me about posting on those things for Easy Peasy Finance. I feel like they also do use YouTube. It's not like they only use TikTok or other things. So I feel like that isn't something that my friends say.
Well, Rishi, we're going to have to keep in touch over the course of the next decade or so as you both grow and expand your media empire and your financial knowledge, and also are exposed to more temptation of, geez, I got to have this or that or whatever it is. I'm going to be fascinated to see your story unfold. Thank you for being here.
I was very happy to be here as well. It's nice to be back with you, Bruce.
Awesome. Rishi Vamdat is the creator of Easy Peasy Finance. He was in New Jersey today and he's 11, which makes me feel like a super big loser and that I've accomplished nothing because look at him at 11 years old.